Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. We're here live on Rocktown Hall, www.rocktownhall.com. Come and join us if for some reason you're not already here. Well, nobody told me there'd be weeks like these. Really, though, do you need to be told after a certain amount of time? Sometimes a bunch of bad stuff or crazy stuff all happens at once. One of the things I wrote about this week was the loss of our friend and guitar player, my band Nixon's Head, Jim McMahon. Brilliant guy, brilliant guitarist, and a really good guy. And one of the first things I loved about him was his ability to play this song on guitar. Always amazed me.
Drink of it. smiles and smiles she gives to me. It's alright, she said, it's alright. Take anything you want from me.
Jimi Hendrix doing Little Wing. Before that, Yes, Going for the One. We started out tonight's episode with Dolly Dagger, also by Jimi Hendrix. Our friend Jim was a big Hendrix fan. He knew Zeppelin, Yes, kind of classic rock, all kind of weird metal stuff that we knew nothing about. New old-timey music, that stuff CDM's into, jazz chords. Knew all kind of stuff. He probably knew how to play classical music. We had him playing our blocky rock and roll, finding his way within that music. It was pretty cool. But it was cool to be able to call on his ability do something like play the intro riff from Going for the One if you needed it. His ability to understand, you know, how the Hendrix part was put together and how it kind of flowed between all the passing chords and things like that that a musical idiot like myself would not know. The guy was funny. I wish I could have gotten him on the hall. An encyclopedic knowledge of rock, all sorts of crazy points of references he could tie into things. He would have made a great townsman. He was pretty great at what he was all around anyhow. So I think, you know, his failure, so to speak, to step up to the hall can be forgiven. We're going to keep things moving. Another crazy thing that happened this week was being alerted by Mr. Clean that one of my rock heroes, Andy Partridge, tried to rip us a new one on his Twitter feed, calling us an arse site. What's the English? Why can't they just say ass like us? Why do they have to say arse and drive on the other side of the road? Unfunny effers. I'm not going to say the real word he posted on his Twitter feed. I should have him reported for that kind of talk. Anyhow, I actually got on Twitter, something I almost never do. Shot one back at him. He got it. He got where we're coming from. He's cool. And one of these days he will answer my request for an interview.
Yeah. that you look so fine. Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? If it was a game, I could play it, trying to make it, but I'm losing time. I gotta bring you in, you're overworking my mind. Indecision is crowding me, I have no room to spare, and I can't believe she cared. Like a dream she has taken me, and now I don't know where. And a part of me is scared, the part of me I shared once before. Do I have to come right out and say it, tell you that you look so fine?
Look so fine.
Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? To come right out and say it, girl, tell you that you look so fine.
So fine.
Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? If it was a game, I could play it, trying to make it, but I'm losing time. To come right out and say it, girl, tell you that you look so fine.
So fine.
Wake up, baby, before it's too late. Wake up, baby. There's nothing here for me.
for me.
Hi, babe. This is Dion from his late 60s bearded period. I love bearded, serious Dion. Dion's actually pretty cool. I never quite appreciated the Dion and the Belmonts classics the way I should have. My friend Andy R. was a big fan of them. He got it. Many years later, I'd start hearing interviews with Dion and realizing how cool he was and what I missed out on. I did appreciate 70s Dion with that floppy Jeff cap and the big smoky sunglasses. That was cool. But bearded Dion, socially aware Dion, is also cool. It's actually a pretty good song, Wake Up Baby. Before that, Buffalo Springfield getting sensitive with Do I Have to Come Right Out and Say It? That goes out to another friend who's been having a troubling time of late. Love him dearly, wish him well. Do I Have to Come Right Out and Say It? The Clean before that, one of those New Zealand bands, what do they call it, Kiwi Pop or something? I hate that term. It's called I Wait Around from their first album. Now, The Clean is one of those bands, all those New Zealand bands. I have a couple friends who've tried to turn me on to that stuff over the years. They often start with the band. They have an album called, like, Underwater Submarine or, I don't know. They have some heavenly pop hit, I think, was the big song from the album. It's not Submarine Bells. Still can't remember the band's name. The Chills. There we go. Reverse order of thinking. The Chills. People tried to sell me on The Chills. Too much reverb. People tried to sell me on The Verlaines. What the hell is going on with The Verlaines? No structure I can figure out. Sounds like a bunch of open chords. But The Clean, I have one friend for particular. He's always played me these different offshoot things with that David Kilgore guy from The Clean. And some other guy from that band has a band called The Bats. And The Bats and The Clean always sound like rock and roll to me, so I finally took a plunge and bought the first Clean album. It's really good. I'll have to go back and listen to that other stuff I don't like again. And XTC's The Beating of Hearts. That goes out to me and my new friend, Andy Partridge. We met out in the Twitterverse. Scraped up each other a little bit, but you know what? We're stronger for it. It's usually around this time of the night I leave you with some words of wisdom. I don't know that I have any words of wisdom tonight. I am going to be packing up, though, shortly to play a little mini set with the Donuts. Our friends the Donuts are playing a private party and having us in for a little mini set. We can play about 5 songs. Might last 15 minutes. Kind of like the Monkees. And, this will be the first time we've played live in about 2 years. It was 2 Halloweens ago, I think, that we last played live. I especially have been a real grump about playing live, and then with our friend Jim's illness the last year, it was not kind of out of the question. But even if everyone was healthy, I mean, honestly, I would have been a grump about it. I'm actually really excited, though, for tonight. I hope it's fun. I hope I don't screw up too bad. I'm just looking forward to that time when I look to my left, I look to my right, I look behind me, and I got big smiles with these old friends, people I have loved for so many years and had so much fun with, and so many aspirations with. Gotta have some friends to have aspirations with. So I'll just leave you with one more tune. This is a band called Nixon's Head from their upcoming album, Mod. This song is called Nothing. I almost forgot the name of my own song. Nothing by Nixon's Head. You have a good night. Thanks for driving. Thanks for driving, as I hear Moondog in the background. Thank you for joining us on Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. We'll see you soon.
Nothing, nothing is the root of everything. All the good and bad, all the happy and sad, all the best intentions, worst impact.